Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is excellent and so wonderful to have you with me today as we continue in our series, A Year in the Word. Amen. We have said it time and time again and almost every day that we live in an age where knowledge is readily accessible, and yet many don't know or understand the wealth of restorative power that is to be gained by living by the precepts of the Word of God. Amen. It is a living word. It is lively, and every page of it is for the healing of the nations. If we would but come into the presence of the Lord in reading His word, we would understand. We would gain wisdom and knowledge, and we would know what our purpose was. But first, we must be readers. We must be hearers. We must be doers of the word of God so that we can be partakers of all the goodness and the wealth of knowledge, the wealth of wisdom, the wealth of understanding, and the healing that is to be formed, to be wrought within the word of God and in our lives. Jesus said He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. How will you know about the abundance of life that is there to be had for you and for your family unless you become a reader, hearer, and doer of the word of God? Thank you so much for joining me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen. I'm reading today from Isaiah chapters 51 through 55. I'll be coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I hope you have your Bibles in front of you, a writing utensil, perhaps an iPad or an Android tablet or something that whatever your means of taking notes is and writing down your thoughts, please have that in front of you, because as we read the Word, you are going to have questions. Amen. So those are the questions that you want to bring up before the Lord, because we are praying in the midst of this series throughout the year 2018 that the Lord will give us a revelation of His word, that He would show us what our purpose is if we have found ourselves to be lost. Those that were on the right road, we're looking for you to come back into your place in God, because safety in that place is knowledge. In that place, we're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, so that the enemy, figuratively speaking, and very literally, cannot see us, and he can't do the things he would like to do. And yes, life happens to all of us, even those of us that are hidden under the shadow of the wing of God. But, amen, and I say a big but with that, because we are His, we have a heritage that others that don't know Him, they don't have it. Amen. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Why? Because the Lord says so, and He is not a man that He should lie. I know men let us down every day. We let each other down every day, not purposely most of the time, but yet we do, because there are things that we just forget and we don't intend to. It just happens that way, or we find that our day is so busy that we can't get to things that we have purposed to do. But God is not like that. He does not forget the utterance of our prayers. He does not forget our condition. He does not forget us. The hairs on our heads are numbered, and He knows each of us by name. There are billions of people on the earth, and He knows each of us by name. He counts each of the hairs on our heads. That is the God that we serve. He is the one to whom we owe our allegiance. He's the one, amen, that we also have a curiosity about and want to know Him. And the way to do that, amen, is to read the Word. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give Him praise and honor on today because He is worthy. He is God. Just Jehovah Shammah. Surely the Lord is there right where you are right now, even as He's right here where I am. And we give Him glory. Amen. Again, we're coming from Isaiah 51 through 55 on today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor, Lord God, as we humble ourselves
themselves under your mighty hand, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for breath in our bodies, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Lord God, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, because you are the great physician. And no matter what's going on in our minds, our souls, and our bodies, you are the Lord that heals us, Jehovah Rapha. On today, you are our healer, oh God, and we give you glory today, Jesus. You are our way maker, you're our provider, you're our strength, Lord. And we glorify your name with everything we have within us right now. I lift up every listener before you, oh God. Oh Lord God, I'm highlighting them before you, Lord God, asking, Lord God, that you move even in this hour and let them see and know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God and there is no other. And your saving name is Jesus, and there is no other way to reap salvation. There's no other way, amen, to go into eternity and have life except by the name of Jesus. No man can come to the Father but by him. Don't let the devil lie. Oh, Lord God, we're not allowing the lies of the enemy to deter us. We come into your presence right now, Lord God, humbled and asking, oh God, that you forgive us our sins of omission and commission. Asking, oh God, that you wash us whiter than snow, that you make us over, redirect us, Lord God, reform us, reshape us, restore us, revive us, renew us, regenerate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and make us, God, readers, hearers, and doers of your word. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you in the reading of your word on today, I'm asking, Lord God, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. Lord, I'm asking that you give each and every one a revelation, oh, Lord God, from your word on today, Lord, that they might know and hear and see, Lord God, and even experience that you are God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We again are coming from Isaiah chapters 51 through 55. Amen. Let's begin our reading. I give glory to God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. I'm looking, amen, for God to do great things in your life, to know your name. I don't have to know your location to pray for you. Amen. Because God knows who you are, and he is the one who purposed you to be on this broadcast listening, amen, to the word and the prayers that go forth for you, for all of us. Amen, that we might come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that we might get closer to him. His word says if we draw nigh unto him, that he would draw nigh unto us. He'll draw closer as we draw closer. And that is what we're doing every day as we come into his word and into his presence. Amen. We invite the Holy Spirit in with us. We invite the Spirit of God to come in with us and help us to gain, hallelujah, the knowledge that he wants us to gain in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 51 through 55. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation, for the law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest as a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands will wait upon me. On my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish away like smoke, and the earth will grow old like a garment. And those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the Son of Man who will be like grass? And you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? And the captive exile hastens that he may be loosed, and he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake. Stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury, the dregs of the cup of trembling, and drained it out. There is no one to guide her among all the sons she has brought forth, nor is there any who takes her by the hand among all the sons she has brought up. These things have come to you, who will be sorry for you? Desolation and destruction, famine and sword, by whom will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets like an antelope in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, please hear this, you afflicted and drunk, but not with wine. Thus says the Lord and your God, who pleads the cause of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, the dregs of the cup of my fury. You shall no longer drink it, but I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to you, lie down, that we may walk over you, and who have laid your body like the ground and as the street for those who walk over. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and it shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who ruled over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arms in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them, they shall see. And what had not heard, and what they had not heard, they shall consider. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faith from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any displeased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he is numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Sing, O barren, you have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you have for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and the descendants will inherit, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, for the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. Everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires, and I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones, and all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth, created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and a commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, and he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn, instead of the thorns shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I have read and you have heard from Isaiah chapter 51 through 55. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I pray that you will continue with me on this journey through a year in the word. Amen.